over 87.5 on your non-frequency modulation band. Live from somewhere in the Philippines, it's the Vox Club Radio Show.
Vox Club.
The Vox Club Radio Show.
An audio commentary on the voiceover world, featuring skits, outtakes, comedy.
I don't understand what's going on here.
And technology.
News and views about what's going on in the voiceover industry of the Philippines and around the globe.
The store did!
May I have your attention, please?
Welcome to the Vox Club Radio Show.
And now, your host,
me!
I've come down from the violet skies to save the day.
Vox Club.
The Vox Club Radio Show.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Vox Club Radio Show. My name is DJ Big Brian and this program is dedicated to you guys out there who'd like to learn more about voice acting and voiceovers or if you just want to improve your communication skills. No, we're not going to talk about blonde adolescent females screaming in heat. This program has four segments for you to learn about voice acting and how you can make it in the business. But before we continue with the program, let me just briefly discuss what you're about to expect in this episode and every after episode of the Vox Club Radio Show.
Vox Club.
Alright, we have the voiceover news, which happens to be what's going on in the voiceover world here and abroad. Do we have like fashion tips for you as a voiceover, as a voice actor? Maybe, maybe not. It's an update about what to expect and what's going on in the voiceover industry and technology involved in voiceovers, and including audio equipments that might help you in your career.
Vox Club.
In our second segment, voiceover tip of the week, we'll be sharing industry best kept secrets for you to try at home, for you to practice on, so you can improve your communication skills and voice acting abilities. So that's a segment to look forward to. We have bloopers, outtakes, and funny audio in our sound clip of the week for you to share and enjoy in this program. And finally, I'll be sharing my studio experiences in a segment we call Studio Adventures. That's where we can answer all your questions about voice acting via email. And you can email us at voxclub.ph@gmail.com. That's voxclub.ph@gmail.com. Alright, let's not keep you waiting till the end of days. This is the Vox Club Radio Show, the one and only talk show with no one to talk to. With yours truly, DJ Big Brian, trying to entertain myself and update you with the latest trends and developments in the voice acting world in a segment we call Voice Over News.
Vox Club.
The Vox Club Radio Show.
Voice Over News. International and local voiceover news and technology updates.
Voice Over News.
Voice Over News. Impacting the lives of many with a sound that comes from the throat. Voice Over News.
We had an interesting week with the conclusion of the Grammy Awards, but in the world of voiceovers, here's some similar news. Promax BDA to pay tribute to voice acting legend Don LaFontaine. Promax BDA, the leading global association for marketing, promotion, and design professionals working in the entertainment industry, announced recently the Don LaFontaine Legacy Award, created to honor the name, memory, and defining legacy of one of the world's most famous voices. This past year, entertainment lost Don LaFontaine, whose immediately recognizable voice was featured on more than 5,000 promos and trailers over a period of more than 30 years. This award, along with two new voiceover categories within the Promax BDA promotion, marketing and design competitions, will recognize the best in voice talent, an often overlooked yet integral part of the entertainment promotion. Mr. LaFontaine was an indisputable leader in the industry whose legacy delves much deeper than his iconic voice, said Jonathan Block-Virk, president of Promax BDA. He adds, Don was a genuine lover of the arts, a true craftsman, and a motivated mentor focused on giving back to the industry that supported him. The Don LaFontaine Legacy Award is designed to pay tribute to industry leaders who present this defining legacy. The Don LaFontaine Legacy Award will be introduced at the Promax Marketing and Promotion Awards celebration on June 18, 2009 as part of the 54th Annual Promax BDA Conference taking place in New York from June 16 to June 18 of this year. Submissions for the Promax Media Promotion Marketing and Design competitions will be accepted through Monday, February 27th. For more information about this, you can visit our website at www.promaxmedia.org.
Voice over news.
Now, if you think that blowing your nose is healthy, then think again. By the New York Times. There's an article that claims to never blow your nose when you have a cold. The article says blowing your nose to alleviate stuffiness may be second nature, but some people argue it does no good, reversing the flow of mucus into the sinuses and slowing the drainage. Counterintuitive, perhaps, but research shows it's true. To test this notion, Dr. J. Owen Hentley and other pediatric infectious disease researchers at the University of Virginia conducted CT scans and other measurements as subjects coughed, sneezed, and blew their noses. In some cases, the subjects had an opaque dye dripped into the rear nasal cavities. Dr. Hentley said, "Coughing and sneezing generated little, if any, pressure in the nasal cavities. But nose blowing generated enormous pressure, equivalent to a person's diastolic blood pressure reading." He also adds, "It propelled mucus into the sinuses every time." Dr. Hentley said it was unclear whether this was harmful, but added that, "During sickness, it could shoot viruses or bacteria into the sinuses and possibly cause further infection." The proper method is to blow one nostril at a time and to take decongestants, said Dr. Anil Kumar Lawani, chairman of the Department of Otolaryngology at the New York University Langone Medical Center. This prevents a buildup of excess pressure. The bottom line, blowing your nose can create a buildup of excess pressure in sinus cavities. In an article by the New York Times.
Voice over news.
Voice over news.
In local news, Creative Voices Productions, the number one voiceover agency in the Philippines, announces its breakthrough voiceover seminars this summer. Summer voiceover fantasy on radio advertising and voiceover workshops, advanced voice acting and radio drama workshops, and now for a limited time only, they have children's voice acting workshop for kids 10 to 16 years old. So those of you who would like to learn more about voice acting and how you can further improve your skills and techniques, you can visit the website creativevoices.com and creativevoices.net. That's creativevoices.net or pcva.blogspot.com for more details. You can also call their hotline at 729-7274 or 970-0971. The seminars are open only for Philippine residents. It's 5,000 pesos inclusive of VAT, AM and PM snacks, recording and graduation fees for 3 days. If you want to do something right this summer, then improve your voice acting skills with Creative Voices Productions Summer Voice Acting Workshop featuring radio drama, advertising, and voiceover workshops. And they even have, for a limited time only, children's voice acting workshops, okay, for kids 10 to 16 years old. So if I were you, grab those phones right now and call up the hotline 729-7274 or email info@creativevoices.com or creativevoices@gmail.com. And that's it for our voiceover news of the week. Know more about tips and techniques on voice acting at our official blog site, voiceoverguide.blogspot.com. Stay tuned for more. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome to Creative Voices Productions, the best voices in the web available at a click of a button. Our company offers no less than quality voiceover solutions for about any conceivable project. We have the right character and the brightest talents delivering world-class performances
when you want it,
how you want it. Crisp digital audio design for animation, commercials, narration, corporate videos, dubbing, AVPs, audiobooks, multimedia, instructional videos, messages on hold, and broadcast quality podcasting. Everything under the sun can be voiced out by Creative Voices. We think globally, voice act locally. For fast and reliable results, this is where we go. Creative Voices Productions, the voice of creativity.
The Vox Club Radio Show.
To the Vox Club Radio Show.
Oh, 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 oh.
The Vox Club Radio Show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Tip of the week.
It's not a problem that I can't fix.
Tip of the week.
Voice acting tips for enthusiasts explained.
Hey! What are you trying to do?
Tip of the week. When voice actors become waiters for no apparent reason. Tip of the week. In our next segment, Tip of the Week, we talk about skills and techniques that has been mastered for you to practice at your home and at your pace. And so we begin with the most commonly asked question, how do you develop modulation? You know, modulation, as most people would call it, is how you get that big booming voice, that wonderful sounding voice that you use whenever you're speaking behind the microphone, something that you have developed. How do you develop your voice to sound as if you were smoking since you were 9? Well, to tell you honestly, you don't have to smoke because smoking is really bad. But here's some tricks for you, especially the guys, if you wanna woo the girls to your side. First up, let's talk about modulation and what makes it so special. The first thing most commonly mistaken about it is that you really have to sound big. If I'm talking in a way that is spine tingling right now, it's because not of the modulation that I've developed, but because of the proximity effect and the resonance in my voice. The resonance is what gives that rolling sound in your voice and makes it so romantic when you hear it over those speakers. How would you like to speak to your girlfriend this way? Or maybe your wife? Well, believe me, if you sound like this all the time, if you speak this way all the time, then you are in deep trouble. Let's dissect this technique into two. First, we have what we call the proximity effect. The proximity effect is the phenomenon that happens to all dynamic mics. What happens is that it gives the voice this warm, up-close feeling whenever you go closer to the microphone like this. You see the effect? Right now, I'm talking to you about an inch away from this microphone compared to this far away from the microphone. This is what happens when I talk continuously and go closer to the microphone. You see the effect? It becomes big and warm. That is what you call the proximity effect as I go out of the microphone again. So that's one technique. If you want to give that voice a little more warmth, then you go closer to the microphone. But be careful though. Be very careful. The closer you are to the microphone, the more tendency you will create mouth noise and pops. And you can't always talk that close to the microphone. The next part of the technique is called the resonance. Now, in order for you to develop that rolling sound in your phonetics, in your vowels and nouns, that spine-tingling tremolo that happens whenever you speak. Of course, you can always speak in your normal casual voice like what I'm doing right now. Or you can speak in your normal casual voice like what I'm doing right now. So how do you develop resonance? This would specially work for the guys, but that doesn't mean that the girls can't have it. In fact, this exercise, the one I'm about to teach you, the girls out there can also use it. What you want to do first is to vibrate your N and your M's. Okay? You do this by saying the letter N and prolonging it. So if I'm going to do it, it's going to sound this way. N. Now, feel the energy and the vibration happening at the tip of your tongue as you are doing the letter. Again, N. You can feel the tongue vibrating together with your teeth. Feel that vibration and hold that letter for about 10 seconds. Let's try it. N. Until you feel the numbness in your tongue and your teeth. The next letter you can practice on is the letter M, which has more prominent effect. In a while, I'll explain to you what happens, okay? Elongate it and make it last for about 10 seconds. Feel the vibration as it happens in the tip of your lips
in your cheeks and in your throat with the letter M. Let's try it. Feel that vibration? You do that and continue that for 10 seconds until you feel that your lips are a little numb. You know what I mean? It's like you're being electrified. Now, mind you, you can try to do this at the comfort of your home, in private, and not in public places, otherwise they'll think that you're doing something crazy. After you're done with your N and your M's, you can now do the vowels, okay? A, E, I, O, U. Same thing, 10 seconds each. How many times should you do this? As often as you can, like maybe 5-7 times in a day. So do the vowels, do the N and the M. If you feel your throat is vibrating, then you're doing it right. What's happening is, you are teaching yourself to develop the resonance needed to give that voice a more fuller tone, okay? And when you have done this in a couple of days, you can try experimenting by doing complete sentences using the resonance technique that I have taught you right now. And I know it will sound funny at first, but believe me, it will help you develop the resonance, okay? So when you talk to your girlfriend, always remember to vibrate those letters in your throat, okay? Feel those words as you're speaking it, and it will sound great. This particular technique I used in one of my favorite characters that I did for dubbing, and that character is Mike Ottori in the Filipino dub Ursula's Kiss. I was the villain in the role, and the villain was a very tall, dark, handsome guy with a really big voice, and he's always wooing girls to his side. So he has to sound romantic and powerful and all-knowing at the same time. So he always talks that way. You can use the resonance technique whether you're doing English or Tagalog. Now, if I was Mike Ottori and I do one of the lines, it would sound this way with resonance.
Gusto mo bang ibili kita ng sing-sing na babagay dyan sa suot mong damit?
Now, I know some of you might feel uncomfortable after hearing that. If I'm going to translate and perform it, it would sound this way.
Would you like me to buy you a ring that will go well with that dress?
Now remember, developing resonance is one thing. You still have to focus on acting your words as you deliver it, because developing resonance is one thing. If you have a big voice and you can't act, it's nothing. It won't give you any results if you can't act, even if you have a big voice. You always remember that. Okay, so that's our tip of the week. Next week, we'll be talking more about techniques on how to take care of your voice, especially in cold seasons, just in case you have a cough, and what to avoid and do before a recording.
Vox Club. Vox Club.
The Vox Club Radio Show.
Endless efforts to making the best out of laughingstocks. This is Sound Clip of the Week.
Sound Clip of the Week.
Funny sound clips, outtakes, and memorable audio.
Sound Clip of the Week.
Alright, this is our segment called Sound Clip of the Week, wherein we feature voice overs, voice talents, actors who've done thousands and numerous bloopers, outtakes, and interesting audio bites from the internet and our database or our records that will, of course, sound interesting in the next 5 minutes. So sit back and relax. We have 3 audio clips for you to feast on, and our first audio clip of the week is from those voice actors who did the animation TV series Thundercats way back in the 1980s. So if you haven't heard this, I'm pretty sure you'll be amazed by the clarity of the voice talent's performance, but at the same time, how they maintain composure while performing, even after they did their bloopers. There are some explicit content, but since your mom is not listening to you right now, I suggest you enjoy this clip. Here we go.
You gotta snap out of it, Lion-O! Call the Thundercats before!
Shut up, you fuck! I should have known the Territor didn't mean us any harm when the Sword of Omens didn't obey me. And anyway, it was just plain stupid to assume it might be bad. Just what the fuck am I talking about?
Oh, Lion-O! We're not...
What's the matter, Snarf?
I got a cold.
It's when Wile E. Cat and Kid are pretending to be the most helpful that they're dropping their pens on the thing while I'm talking?
And keep your foot off that blasted Samo flange.
What the fuck is a Samo flange?
I have to do that again.
I'm going to put this one right between her pretty.
That's the line of the show right here.
Let's find the mega condenser. I'm saying that too fast. Let's find the mega condenser. Still going too fast.
What's wrong, Lion-O?
Oh, fuck, here it is again.
What's here again?
That thing, that mega thing.
Want me to say it?
Yes! Thunder! 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 Thundercats! I'm going too high.
Motherfucker!
There you go, the Thundercats in their glorious blooper days. Our next clip features, believe it or not, Sylvester Stallone trying to sing. I don't know if this album even made it out of the recording booth. You know, some actors insist on singing. And these are the actual recording sessions of Sylvester Stallone. I really don't know the title of the song. Anyway, just listen.
I can't fight it, no. Cause it's growing inside me, no.
Yeah!
Cause it's growing inside me, no.
We let it down.
Control, and I know there ain't no cure. I can't fight it, no. Cause it's growing inside me, no. I'm coming down with a bad case of love. No. No.
Listen, Peppy. Hey, Fly, you know that?
No.
It sounds funny. There's something about it. It's so low.
No.
I think you should sing it up.
Okay.
A third, which would be like, I can't fight it.
No. No.
No.
No.
No.
No.
I'll be more. No.
No. No. No.
No. No.
No.
No.
No.
Yeah, that's it. No.
No, no, no.
Cause it's growing inside me.
Oh, no, I can't fight it. No, it just, I don't know.
It's just you sound stronger there.
I can't fight it. No, cause it's growing inside me. No.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's how I feel. See, I think the one.
That was it. No.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
Yeah, try it.
That's when it feels natural. No.
Yeah,
cause it's growing inside me. No. I'm coming down with a bad case of love. Coming down, coming down, coming down, 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 down. And I know there ain't no cure. I can't fight it. No. Cause it's growing inside me.
So there's hope. I mean, if the guy has tried to sing and resurrect Rambo at the same time, there's hope for you. Our third and final audio clip is an interesting piece. It's just something interesting, the way they sang it. The song was featured in that movie Moulin Rouge. And here's another way you can sing the song, if you can. Have a listen.
There was a boy very strange and enchanted. They say he wandered very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, very wise was he.
The Box Club Radio Show.
All right, there you go. Thank you very much. And that's our sound clip of the week. Audio bites from all over the globe trying to make way through your speakers and headsets and headphones. Get ready for our final segment called Studio Adventures.
Box Club.
The Box Club Radio Show.
The Studio Adventures! Studio tips and unforgettable experiences explained. Studio Adventures! True confessions of the ranting vocal cords. Studio Adventure!
The Vox Club Radio Show.
We're going to talk about serious relationships between you and a producer. Or at least a caster or agent. Anyway, it's about my studio trips and what I encounter inside the studio. In this segment, we can also talk about questions you may have regarding voiceovers. You know, the fun part about this segment is that everything we say here is actually true, okay? So whatever it is that I'm about to reveal to you actually happened. Hopefully you might learn from it and, you know, do something about it. If it's fun, then hopefully you get to do it again. Okay, before I tell you my story, I'd like to invite you to email me for questions and comments and reactions at voxclub.ph@gmail.com. That's voxclub.ph@gmail.com, alright? So here's our story. Okay, there was once an occasion where the agency listened to my voice and they liked it. And they called me up and asked me if I could come in at 5 in the afternoon to do a couple of scripts for a presentation or a study. So whenever you hear the word study, what this means is that the product or the material that you are about to record will have to be reviewed by the client over and over again before they even try to finalize things and call you back again to redo whatever it is that you've done, or ask someone else better or at least good looking to do those lines for you. So here am I trying to do a study. For the sake of all, the name of the studio is Adform. When I got to the studio, they asked me to wait for a while for the scripts to come in. Unfortunately, the writer is not yet finished with the other materials that she wants me to record. So here I am trying to figure out if I'm going to wait for the other scripts or to come back tomorrow. I waited for the other scripts to come in. Of course, you have to be very generous and patient in the voiceover world. Yes. We started at 8 with one script. I performed my best and they liked it. They sent it to the internet again for the client to hear. Later that hour, I learned that I was supposed to do like 5 scripts that night. It was 8 p.m. The next script came in at 11 p.m. So you can just imagine how long I was waiting since 5 p.m. that day. And I wanted to go home. I wanted to rest my voice. I wanted to, you know, just relax. Just give it up already. But the thought of doing and performing and impressing the client came first and foremost in my mind. So I waited, okay? I did the 11 o'clock script, which was about a minute and a half long. It was again for a presentation, for a study, because voice actors are very good storytellers. Instead of the agency talking or presenting the idea to the client, what they will do is hire voice actors to perform for them. So it's just basically a story that you will read or perform for that matter. So after the 11 o'clock, the next script came at 2 in the morning. I really had to stay awake. You can't sleep because the voice would change. Because if you rest, your muscles will relax. And if you relax too much, of course the voice will lose its consistency in the delivery. You have to warm up again to give it the prime boost that you want, okay, before performing. Remember, you have to warm up. That's another topic or tip that we have to discuss in the near future. At 2 o'clock I performed. Again, I performed the next script at 4 o'clock and the final script came at 6 a.m. the following day. So the whole night I was there at that studio performing for 5 scripts. Now you may be wondering why I had to do that. You may be asking me, why do I have to stay that long? Is it that tedious to do a job in voiceovers? I mean, you have to wait for hours to do things on end. Now, I did this at a time when I was still trying to impress the producers and the client to choose me over other voiceover talents. So here I am, and I did that when I performed. I stayed up late, trying not to sleep, while everyone in that studio was taking a nuke. Even the producer asked me if I could lie down. They have big couches there. You can just relax and, you know, snooze off and they'll just wake you up when the script comes. But I never slept that night. And the director, the voice coach that I was working with, Jerry McNair, was so impressed with what I did. He actually could not believe me staying that late just to wait for scripts until the following day. So even though we were doing something for a project that I may not end up doing, you know, the mere fact that you stayed there with the producer, the director, and the client, the writer himself or herself rather, still thinking and finalizing before she delivers for a presentation that she will have to submit at 9 in the morning, the sacrifice that you had to do by staying up late and performing is part of the reality of voiceovers. Sometimes we have to go to extremes to measure up to their expectations. And now what I did, of course, is I overcame those expectations. I went over the top by staying up late and trying to maintain the consistency of my voice and still sounding perky and storytelling type, if there's a word for that, to perform, you know? In the end, they kept calling me back and they would always remember me as the morning guy because I would be there like so early in the morning. In fact, I never slept. And they could even ask me to like go there at 6 a.m. and I would still be there. These are mini sacrifices that you have to do, that you have to live with if you want to be really good at voice acting, you know? You live with an industry that is very demanding, especially in the world of advertising, and you have to know what it takes, what do you have to give, in order for you to get back something. You can send in your comments and your reactions about this via email. Again, that's voxclub.ph@gmail.com. Again, I'd like to thank everyone for making our maiden episode a success. Thank you very much for staying with me in the last 20 minutes. Of course, I won't see you, but I'll see you again next week for another episode of the Vox Club Radio Show with your silly DJ Big Brian. You take care now. Remember to keep hydrated, stay focused, perform, and most of all, love what you're doing, and you'll never work a day in your life.
The Vox Club Radio Show.
God bless, and bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Vox Club Radio Show. No part of this program may be reproduced without the written consent of the Vox Club Radio Show. For inquiries, comments, or feedbacks, please email voxclub.ph@gmail.com. Visit our website at voiceoverguide.blogspot.com. All rights reserved, 2009.